9 minutes past 9, mm-hmm. and here is Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Here he is.
You all right?
Good morning.
All right, Ed. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Ed's just given me a little present.
Has he?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Ron Weasley. Keyring, Lego keyring.
That's very nice.
It's a little calling card.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny.
Wow, that is. Yeah.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. It really is.
There's a slight resemblance there, isn't it?
I should have really turned up in my school uniform.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you should. So, no. So, how are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm really good. A little bit tired.
Yeah. One of them.
Very late night last night raising money for children in need.
You were 10:30, I think, when you went to bed, weren't you? 10,
yeah. Could have been 10:45.
Yeah, late night.
So you're playing tonight in that arena next door?
Yes.
Through the glass?
Yes, can't wait, actually.
Yeah, looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think, it's going to be a really good gig. I mean, the lineup's pretty phenomenal.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Gaga to start, Coldplay to finish, and you're in the middle.
Yeah, bit of Bublé as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Bit of Bublé.
What kind of stuff do you like, Ed? What kind of music do you like?
I'm not going to be as broad as to say everything, but I don't know, ranging from folk to soul to hip hop, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So, a bit of everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything good, yeah.
Do you like a bit of Bublé?
I love a bit of Bublé. I think he's got, I just think he's a lad, to be honest.
Do you know what? I must admit, I am very much looking forward to seeing Mr. Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Mm.
Who's shouting, by the way?
That's the, I think it's the riggers.
Oh, is it the riggers?
I think, Reece, that's answered your question about soundproofing for Scott this afternoon. I think you might hear the odd sound check bleeding through if we're gonna hear two guys on the floor shouting.
I think with Bublé, whether you like his stuff or not, you've got to respect, he's an amazing performer, isn't he?
Fantastic, really, and vocal ability. I've seen videos where it doesn't look like he's singing because the mic's so far away, but he's properly going for it.
Oh, he's a full-on pro.
Dominic, you've done, you did Michael Bublé at karaoke, didn't you?
Yeah, home is my, like, karaoke.
Is what people were saying to you at the time.
Go home.
Yeah.
No, he's amazing, isn't he?
Do you have a karaoke song of choice?
I guess it would probably be something like a Bublé Feeling Good or something like that, yeah. Have a bit of a belt.
Well, that's what we should all do in the bar afterwards.
You should do karaoke while we're waiting for our taxis.
Mm. All-star karaoke.
You've
got Ed Sheeran and Lady Gaga.
Come on, love,
Oh, man. So, it's all going really well for you.
Yeah, no, it's been a fantastic year so far. Loving it.
But you seem very relaxed with it all. You just seem kind of very non-fazed by it.
I'm quite a chill guy in general, I guess.
And right.
Yeah, I mean, everything's kind of happening step by step. It's not too full on at the moment.
You were born a Yorkshireman, is that right?
Yeah.
Were you born in Halifax?
Halifax, yeah.
But you moved away early?
Yeah, my parents worked in London and commuted from Halifax, so they just moved a bit nearer.
It's like proper North London,
wow,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's a hell of a commute.
Yeah.
By the time you get home, it's time to go back to work again. Yeah. So you don't really remember Halifax that much?
No, because I actually lived in Hebden Bridge, which was lots of big hills. And
yeah, I know Hebden Bridge.
Apparently, the lesbian capital of the UK. So
yes, so it is.
My brother's planning to move back there and donate.
Right, well, that's...
there we go.
Yeah. Well, you know,
the donation goes well for
them. It's good to give, isn't it?
I don't know if they'll be interested, but we'll still see what happens.
Every little helps.
Well, yeah, doesn't it, Joe?
9:12.
And where do you live now? Do you still live at home with your folks?
I'm actually kind of place to place at the moment because the tour has been pretty ongoing. So
back and forth to Hebden Bridge.
Well, at the moment on my manager's sofa. But I'm actually moving opposite him, so. That should be all right.
Mm. I was about to say...
Got another sofa.
To the armchair this time.
You've got to Wikipedia yourself and find out how many songs you've sold. You can get off the couch and get your own place. Tell them. Okay. Put your foot down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get a futon or something.
Yeah. You're Ed Sheeran. Tell him.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable yet throwing a strop? At the right time, obviously.
No. I don't really get angry in my personal life, let alone my work life, so I haven't really had that strop yet. But when it comes, it's going to be diabolical.
Yeah,
well, it'll be very poor, won't it?
Yeah.
You know, quite frankly, I'm absolutely not fine, I'll do it, but I'm not happy about it.
There'll be like 20 years of anger, like, suddenly unleashed upon somebody.
I might get locked up afterwards.
Yeah.
We should teach you how to strop off.
Can you strop off?
Oh, Matt can do it. Matt Fincham can do it. He gets in proper strops. Go on, show show Ed the proper strop face walk off.
See, you're stropping already.
What? Because you're stropping about being asked to do a strop. Go on, do a strop. And then walk off.
I'm not going to walk off. I can make anybody on the show strop immediately. It's so quick.
Okay.
I know everybody's kryptonite is.
What are your methods?
I just know where to go with everybody.
Because he's nasty, Ed.
Yeah. Right.
Like, see Tina. Look at Tina behind you. See that smiley face? See how happy she is?
Yeah.
She foolishly, because she had too much to drink last night, told my mum something, and then my mum told me, and Tina was mortified when she found out that I knew. Shall I say that on the air?
No.
There you go. I got something on everybody.
I tell you, as proper strops. Fern Cotton.
Yeah?
Yeah, like serious strops.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, like proper, well, yeah, but proper
that's,
moody.
That's all down to the drink.
Proper moody strops.
Oh, hi, Fern.
Hi, Fern. Fern. Everyone. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
That is a lie. How dare you? All right.
Look at the face.
Don't you start me on this morning. Yeah, on this long day, raising money for children.
We also know Fern's weak spot as well.
Mm. Which is...
Guinness.
How easy it is to
Guinness. Yeah.
Oh, Dave, don't give any of that.
Guinness through a straw.
Lightweight cotton last night.
I am.
Proper, Ed. Proper lightweight last night. Proper lightweight. And do you want to know? Talking about everyone, I have stuff on everyone today.
Oh, no.
What's worse than going to bed early when everyone else is going, come on, have a drink. Oh, I'm going to go to bed. Is then making your boyfriend come to bed as well, even though
I gave him the option.
Yeah, but you gave him... it was one of those... Well, you can stay if you like, but I'm going to bed.
It's totally up to you.
It's a poison, it's a poison chalice, isn't it?
Every boy knows that means you're coming to bed now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The eyes said, don't you dare.
Or if not now, then you are 5 minutes behind me and no more.
Yeah. What time did you not get to bed?
10:30.
Yeah, it might have been 10:45, actually.
Right, that's weird, because my DJ set didn't finish till 12:30.
Don't know what you're on about, Fern.
I think you were still there.
I don't think
so. And very good it was, too, as well.
Thank you.
We loved it. Thank you.
Vera was going crazy. Yeah, she was loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And my mum danced with everybody last night. Couldn't stop her.
She was smacking Arishe's bottom at one point.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she wasn't, was she?
She was. She was doing better.
I mean, if you're going to go for a JLSer, go Arishe.
Go Arishe.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Well, Ed is here, and Ed also has a guitar with him, and I think it would be a crime if he sang. No, if he didn't sing.
Yeah.
See what I did there? So we'll do something. Now, he's also... I think we could freestyle a little bit.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Ed doesn't.
Or maybe not.
We could freestyle.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
You strike me as a freestyle kind of a guy.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe not at... this time in the morning, though, I think I'd need to ease
Come
into
Come on, it. You're young and crazy and reckless.
Yeah, wild. I don't know. What do you want?
I'd like to freestyle your current single, please, if that's all right. In other words, just go, yeah, cool.
I'm here on Radio 1 around about 9. My song Lego House is fine.
You're really bad at that.
There you go.
Do you know what? That's awful.
I know.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's that time of the morning.
Yeah. Do you know what? We'll just do the song.
Thank you.
So we'll play a couple of songs and make sure that the mics are plugged in and whatnot. Obviously, we need the X Factor Echo.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
I don't think I'm aware of that X Factor Echo.
X Factor Echo, yeah. If you ever watch X Factor, you know the worse the singer in X Factor with the contestants, the louder the echo seems to be.
Mm. Okay.
It's the greatest trick of all.
It's true. It enhances them.
So Ed is going to perform for us, which is very nice of you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How funny, though. How lovely is this? So Ed gets to perform in this room with about 15 people in. Through the glass, right, he'll be performing to like 15,000.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
I know. In a enormous dome.
It's cool to keep the intimacy sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed will be walking on going, I've already played here today once.
Blimey. Twice in one day.
What do you want from me?
I'm going to knock it out. I'll do a fast version of it, and then I'm getting off, right. Are you staying for the whole show? You're going to watch, or you got to skip back?
No, yeah, I'm going to watch all of it, because we're doing the TV show tomorrow, so that's what we have to go back for tomorrow, but I'm going to come and watch the whole thing.
Good for you.
I'm really excited to see Coldplay. I've never actually kind of seen their new set. I've only seen their old stuff, so
it's really
going to be great. I think Paradise will be a bit of a moment.
Really, really good. All right, Edward. Listen, lovely to meet you. Thanks for my Ed Sheeran Lego man.
You're welcome.
Which I shall keep with me forever and ever
until this afternoon.
Till I lose it, I'll probably lose it if I'm honest with you. But I'll try my best to hang on to it till at least tonight. And then Ed will perform live for us in just a bit on the Chris Moyle Show. Ed Sheeran is here, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
What a treat.
Hi, Ed.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hey there. Hey. Oh my God, you've even got a ginger mic.
It's all right, isn't it?
Wow, look at that. Yeah. Nice.
We spray painted it.
Tell me the history behind that guitar that you've got in your hand, Ed.
I won it in a competition back in 2008, and I've done a lot of gigs with it, and it's a bit grubby.
Did you really win it in a competition?
I actually did, yeah.
What competition was it?
It's called The Next Big Thing. It was in Norwich.
Oh, in Norwich? Yeah. And you won a guitar?
Yeah.
Oh. Dom, have you ever entered The Next Big Thing in Norwich?
Never.
No?
No,
liar.
He's entered a big thing. I don't know if it's the next one. Whoa, anyway.
It's the last big thing.
So Ed is... I've never met Ed before. He's very, very chilled out, unfazed by everything. It's kind of... It's quite daunting looking at how relaxed he is.
He's a very laid-back man.
Yeah. Because I'm a bit hungover, and inside, I'm having a panic attack.
Absolutely. Well, that's because we weren't in bed till 10:30, yeah, nearly 10:45, if truth be told.
You did say that a few times. Yeah. So anyway, Ed's got his guitar, and he's going to perform for us. And he's, you know what? He's not one of those people that's just here to sell. His single, which is available now. He's gone, no, I want to do something different. Mm. Isn't that right, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a bloody good bloke, you. What a lovely bloke you are.
Rah, rah, rah.
What a lovely bloke that Ed Sheeran is. You know what? He's so lovely. Go and buy his album. Yeah. I'm not going to say what you're going to do. I think we should just do it.
Yeah, but it's an act that's playing tonight.
It is.
Ah.
So it's Ed's homage to one of the performers on tonight. It's going to be... Now, are you going to do it in the style of...
Yes.
Oh! Right, so if you're a fan of N-dubs, then you're going to love this. No, I'm joking.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the MEN Arena this morning on Radio 1, this is Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Oh, blossom on a tree, yeah, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Oh, sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this whole world is a new world and a bold world for me, yeah. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And stars when you shine, you know how I feel, don't you know? And scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. And I feel so good. Yeah. And I'm feeling good.
Oh!
Brilliant, Matt.
Brilliant. Awesome, dude. Awesome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sheeran.
Oh.
That was ace.
Sounded phenomenal.
Thank you.
That was amazing. Mm. And by the way, let me tell you, while that was happening, I can guarantee there'll be people all over the UK who've just stopped what they're doing and gone, wow, this is amazing. Yeah, and on top of that, there are at least three or four people in here that are wearing headphones thinking if anybody knocks anything over at this point, they're going to get a slap.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop in here.
I thought Fiona was going to boil the kettle again halfway through that and it just would have ruined it.
I was waiting for Reese to walk back in going, oh, don't go into the toilet, I'm just going to dump
myself. I'll leave that 10 minutes if I was you.
Man, that's awesome. That was incredible.
I was less chilled out when I was playing that. I'm a bit, it's a bit,
Really?
Nervy, yeah.
But you've, like, because I'm thinking, I'm watching you going, you must have done that a million times before.
Probably only maximum about 10 times.
Wow. That's amazing.
Sounded great.
Oh, and that crappy-looking guitar, wow, you're going to have to get the best out of that, don't you?
Yeah.
I might enter that competition next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in Norwich.
Yeah.
You should enter the next big thing.
I might enter the next big thing in Norwich.
Mm.
All right. Well, listen, Ed, lovely meeting you. And I'll see you later on, obviously, today, because you got a little show to do next door.
100%,
later on.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's really good. Do you know what? We'll get have you met Michael Bublé?
No, never.
I said we've got to get a tape of that to him. Of what I just did to Bublé.
Yeah. I think he'd love that. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Listen, Ed, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Have a good day today, and we'll see you tonight for the big concert.
See you tonight,
Ed Sheeran, ladies and gentlemen.